2 days after the fact, after when you reflect on the game on Friday night, what goes through your mind?
I think I did some good things, some stuff to build off on, but I still, you know, think that I need to, I'm miles and miles away, like I said before, from being a great running back in the NFL. I know the one thing that I'm very good at is running with power, and I got to do that way more. You know, I'm doing it now here and there in spotty situations, still trying to feel my way into the offense, still trying to read and play a little bit slower, but I got to play with faster play speed and a ton more physical.
Do you see your power as your ticket to a roster spot?
Definitely, 100%. I think that's what separates me from a lot of guys, and I think that's what the team needs. I think that is what my role would be, and that's what we've talked about, and I know that if I'm doing that, I'm at my best. So I think that's why I sit there and watch so much Adrian Peterson, because the guy runs angry, and I think I can be at that level, just, you know, running with that type of power and that type of aggressiveness.
Are you angry when you're running with the ball?
Yes.
Very?
Got a chip on my shoulder. Been out for a long time. You know, a lot of critics and a lot of people said I wouldn't come back. A lot of people said when I come back, I wouldn't be the same player. A lot of people said when I was healthy, I wasn't as good. So just putting a chip on my shoulder, blessed to be here. You know, playing for a guy that I love to play for and Coach Fieldman, who gave me an opportunity when most people wouldn't. And set me out here the whole year, him and Jeff Ireland. And so I'm just blessed and working hard.
Is that what goes through your mind when your number is called in the huddle? You think back to all the critics and all you went through to make yourself angry?
Yeah, I just think about all the work it took to get back to where I needed to be, all the hard work. I don't really think so much about the critics. I know it's there. You know, I think from time to time, but I'm just excited to have my name on the back of my jersey and I'm playing.
Jonas, is it gratifying to think where you were at this time last year, to putting yourself in a position to compete and get a roster spot?
Now, I mean, it means a lot. I remember being out here killing myself on the side and not knowing what I can do, not knowing when I would be back, not knowing if I'd make the team, not knowing what they would do. So I've just been, since the day I got here, just working hard, doing everything I can to, you know, please the coaches and making sure that they know they can trust me in any situation.
Is it nice to see when your number's called out there and you watch yourself on tape to kind of gauge yourself or self-scout yourself to see where you're at and where you want to go?
Yeah, I definitely see myself in an upward trend, but I see myself like where the team is, just like that, where we're miles and miles away from being a great team, and I'm miles and miles away from being a pretty good NFL running back. I got to start running with a lot more power, and then that's when I'll be satisfied. When I'm running with a lot more power, a lot angrier, and I think the coaches will be more satisfied, too.
Do you feel like over the last two games for the preseason, you put yourself in a position not only to be recognized, but legitimately, you know, be counted on this football team?
Yeah, but I take it week by week. I don't really worry about what I did in the past 2 weeks. I try to stay on an upward trend, that I do. But I know each week is a new week. And I've seen guys, and from being in the NFL a year, I've seen guys who had good preseason games and not make the team. So you got to go out there. You got to pretty much forget what you did the week before and come out and do whatever you can to help the team win.
There's practice speed and then there's game speed. Do you feel like you're healthy enough to where you can perform at where you want to be?
Yes, I definitely do. I think we do a good job of playing pretty fast in practice. You know, I haven't been in anywhere else, but in terms of how I was playing in college speed, and now we play pretty fast in practice, so I know exactly what to look for. And plus, I want to make sure I'm playing at a fast pace all the time, regardless of the situation. And I think the faster I start to play, the more physical I'll be.